Praise the name of the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Good to see you this morning. Good to see visitors here this morning. In case you didn't know it, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. And the next Sunday after that is another Easter Sunday. And the next Sunday after that is another Easter Sunday. Because once he rose, he never went back to the grave. He stayed alive. Hallelujah. Other men could not do what Christ did. Through the Spirit of God, he raised him up. I got up this morning saying, he is risen. Amen. Brother Valentine, I don't think I've ever needed to compare notes this morning as bad as I did with you. I think you just took my script and stole this from me. And so I hope there's somebody out there who didn't hear his sermon so you can hear mine. Hallelujah. A lot of it will be repeat, but that's okay. Amen. I'll try to stay off of some of the points that he brought out, but it's a very good lesson, and I want to talk about some of the same things this morning. Amen. I enjoyed all the things that was going on this morning. It's wonderful. I appreciate all the effort that's gone from an Easter egg hunt yesterday to the ladies' signing team, and amen. And I tell you what, Brother Oglethorpe, that's my favorite instrument. I never tried to play one, but that's my favorite instrument. And all you need is some hackberry house slippers. Now, if you don't know what hackberry house slippers are, you can talk to your daughter at Bootborn. She can fix you up with some hackberry house slippers. Then you can be like Boots Randolph. Amen. And that was wonderful, wonderful play. Amen. I enjoyed that so much. Let's go to the Word of the Lord, John chapter 7, verse 37, 38, and 39. Then we'll skip over to Matthew. At the conclusion of today's service, I invite you to take communion with us. We don't always do this every Easter, but we are this Easter. And if you do not feel to do that, then you can exit at that time or stay and worship with us for the remainder of the service. Amen. One quick question. Is Brother Rao here, still here? Where's Brother Carl at? There he is. Okay, good to see Brother Ryle over there. God bless you. Good to see you. He is the pastor. I don't know, former pastor. I heard he was resigning. Don't know if he did or not, but at Vinton for many years. And we appreciate him. His brother, I think, was George Ryle, if I remember right. And that's one of the funniest men I ever met in my life, was Brother George Ryle. So I appreciate him being with us this morning. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, then out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive in them. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I want to go to Matthew chapter 26 and 26. Jesus has said, come unto me. This is the early part of his ministry, and I'll give you a drink that you'll never thirst again. But now they are sitting around at the end of his ministry, around a table. 12 of them, 13 including Jesus, sits at a table. And as they were eating, what we call the Last Supper, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it, which he had done many times to feed 5,000 and 4,000 and many other occasions, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Luke recorded it this way in one of his verses, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. I want to talk this morning for a little while about a new drink, a new drink. Lord, I come before you this morning on an Easter Sunday, on the getting up morning, Lord, in which you got up out of the grave. We commemorate this day. Lord, there'll be a day when all the saints of God are going to have their great getting up morning as well if we follow in your likeness. Help us to understand your word this morning and apply it to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. One more verse. Others mocking these men, saying, these men are full of new wine, a new drink. Every drink I've ever heard of is water-based. Coca-Cola may come out with a new drink, but it's just something else that's just a little different than what they already have. And believe it or not, the drink that Jesus talks about is also water-based. Must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. I want to talk about a new drink. And this last day of this great feast is, again, Brother Valentine has mentioned, this is the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Feast of Provisions, the Feast of the Booths, if you will. And Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. This festival here, the Jews are commemorating the time in which the rock gave forth water in the wilderness. And the manna that fell from heaven, how God had provided for them when they didn't have anything. You know, it's worth commemorating times of hard times. When you go through hard times, you've got something to look back and just be thankful. Hallelujah for what you got, because when you didn't have it, you know, it was kind of tough. And so they're commemorating this for about 7 days. They commemorate this. And truly, the priest would go out with a gold pitcher, and he would take water and he would pour it on the rock. The Bible says the water came out of the rock, but he was doing the best he could, and he, since he couldn't get water out of the rock, he just poured water on the rock. But on the eighth day, that was the great day of the feast. On the eighth day, they prayed that Lord would give them continued rain. But on the eighth day of the feast, the rock stood up. Hallelujah. On the eighth day, the rock stood up. And the rock said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Hallelujah. And I will fill him. Hallelujah. It'll come out of me. It will go into you. You don't have to pour it on top of the rock. He that believeth on me is wonderful. But I want to be a well inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. And any man thirst, let him come unto me and freely drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water. What kind of drink, brother, is this? What kind of drink can you take one drink and out of your belly comes rivers? One drink and rivers come out of your belly. This is something new that Coca-Cola couldn't bottle. Hallelujah. Pepsi couldn't get a hold of this. This was something that Jesus was talking about, was a spiritual drink. That if you drink from it, out of you, hallelujah, will come rivers of living water. Hallelujah. This spake he, the Bible says, of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive in them. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. You must believe on Christ to even hence. You first got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. But the Holy Ghost was given to be in you. He said, I am with you, but there will come a day I will be in you. You will drink of me. And once you drink of me, it will be as a well inside of you. You'll never have to come back here again for water, because the well is in you. Oh, my God. See, Jesus promoted his drink every place he went. He promoted it. He went to the woman at Jacob's well. It was a well sitting on a well, if you will. And there he promotes his little drink. I know they got energy drinks today, about that much for $5. I can't understand that. Got it sitting all over the counter, monster drinks and all that. Get this drink. Get this drink. It'll give you energy you didn't know about. Hallelujah. You didn't know you had it. You talk about an energy drink. The Bible says, Jesus said, the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. He said, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. I'm consumed by this. Hallelujah. And he sits there and talks to this woman at the well who's come to draw water. And he said, would you give me some water? Well, said, sir, you don't have anything to draw. He said, oh, but if you knew the drink that I have, you could drink one time and never come back to this well again. Woo, he said, it will be a well in you, springing up into everlasting life. She said, sir, give me this drink that I don't have to come back here again. Hallelujah. Anybody want a drink of that this morning? Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes I wish there was just a pill you could take and never have to eat again. But we enjoy eating so much, it probably wouldn't work. The beginning of Jesus' ministry was promoting this drink. Jesus was a great promoter. Miracles, signs, and wonders to give you his drink. He was a distributor of his drink. Many times he would give the disciples something and they would distribute it to the crowd. He was the distributor of all good things. For the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. He is the Father of lights. If you've got lights, he distributed it. If you've got life, he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He is the distributor of life. Ooh, David said, it's not us that made ourselves, but it is he that hath made us. He distributes life. He fed the 5,000. He gave them... He had 2 fishes and 5 loaves. He made everybody sit down in companies. He broke the bread. He prayed. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and the fishes, and they distributed it among 5,000 and had plenty left over. He's always been a distributor of things. And now he wants to distribute this new wine. And so we find at the latter part of Jesus' ministry that he went about doing good everywhere, and he would go to these feasts, and he would make his pitch and promote his drink. So confusing was it to the disciples, they thought his kingdom would be here on this earth, that they wanted to sit on the right and the left and let me be the CEO, and when you bring your new drink, let me be the vice president of the bottling company. And everybody was seeking a position but Jesus, but the one who had the drink. He said, I only say what I'm told to say. I'm only going to be what I'm told to be, not seeking a position. But they come to the end of the road, and Jesus is at now the feast of the Passover, or the feast of the harvest. And there he will begin to distribute. He sits down with his 12 apostles, and as they're eating bread, he said, as they were eating, Jesus took bread. It was like he picked up a biscuit and he stopped. And he had a cup of wine and he stopped. And he took the bread he had as they were eating. And he said, here, pass this out. Here, pass. And out of one piece of bread, follow me, he distributed to 12 of them. And he said, this is my body that is broken for you. And then he took his cup and they passed it around. He said, drink all of it. And out of that same cup, they all took a drink. Just like they drank all from that same spiritual rock in the wilderness. They all did eat of that same manna that came out of heaven. But they died. And Christ is telling them, I will die for you. And so we come to this feast of the Passover where he says to eat it all. And as they drank this, this was the old wine. This was the old fermented wine from the Old Testament, if you will. And he said, I want you to drink all of it, consume all of it. And as they drank this, they were drinking of the blood, if you will, a token of his blood that he shed for our sins, for the remission of our sins. And as they ate of that bread, they were eating of a broken man and a broken body. He said, I will not drink anymore or eat anymore until I drink wine new with you in the kingdom of God. This phrase right here, Brother Valentine, is worth noting because he drinks no more. Even on the cross, he said, I thirst.
And they gave him gall, but he couldn't drink it. He said, I will drink no more. And he got thirsty trying to carry a cross for you and for I. It's interesting because it begins to make sense that this new drink that he's talking about is the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Amen. That so much, it has so much fizz, brother, that one drink will make rivers of water come out of your belly. So Jesus gives unto his disciples a portion of the last drink that he will ever drink upon this earth. Drink all of it. Drink all of it. As they sat at that table, Jesus said, now, one of you will betray me. Peter was one time so sure that he wouldn't, that he said, Lord, though they all leave you, yet not I. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. Put up your sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. But here they are at that Last Supper, and they're so unsure of themselves when he says, one of you looks them in the eye, will betray me.